I had to.
This
I know
is
it's easy,
no, it
but...
fits. It fits. Kevin MacDonald is here, actor, writer, podcaster, and more. One of the five original members of Kids in the Hall. Kevin will be at the Anthoneum Theater tomorrow, along with Bob Saget, Scott Adsit, the Fruit Bats. It's the Chicago Podcast Festival. Kevin, great to see you.
Thank you very much. I still like that song. I still don't get bored of it. It's like I feel that I wrote it, though of course I didn't. I'm lying. And here's my boring story about it. Nobody's asked me anything. I should shut up. The interview, we ran out of time. The guys who did it, the Shadowy Men from Shadowy Planet, went to high school with Bruce McCullough, the tiny kid in the hall. In fact, he's here near the table.
He's so small.
He is. And Bruce once, drunk at a bar, said to the guitarist Brian Conley, if I ever have a TV show, you're writing the music for it. And then it happened.
I love Shadowy Men from a Shadowy Planet.
They've made a comeback. They've done a reunion tour just recently.
Really?
Yes.
Their song, I think, put us, the viewers, in the mood for the show because it was very mysterious.
Yes.
And I liked it.
Mysterious and fun.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We're mysterious and fun.
You're both of those.
We should change the name of the troupe. And I believe that it, I don't mean this in bitterness. I mean this in loveness and joy. I believe it for the next 10 years it influenced theme songs for
you're right.
The Daily Show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's got the same kind
of
feel.
It's the same kind of feel, yeah.
King of the Hill a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And another show won't mean anything to you because it's a Canadian show, so I won't bother saying it.
Give me one. Let's see. We may know it.
Now he's been disgraced, so I can't even, Gian Gomeshi's radio show.
The Rob Ford Show?
The Rob Ford Show. Is it sounded like he was a big hit in the Hall of Fame. Could you imagine?
You must be kidding, of course. Proud to know that.
I'm lying. I'm sure he never heard of us, I'm sure.
Can I share a story with you?
Please.
All right, listen to
Sharing
this.
Is good.
Years and years ago, Wendy and I were working in another station. We have Scott Thompson on. He's one of the other kids in the hall.
Yes.
And I just say to him, I go, in every improv group, there's a weak link. And I say this as a joke. Who's the weak link in Kids in the Hall?
Kevin
and
McDonald.
He says, Kevin McDonald.
Yeah. Without
even like
pause.
We have Dave Foley on a year later, and I throw him that story.
Kevin McDonald.
Then we have you on the phone, and I start to tell you the story, and you cut me off, and just you say,
Kevin McDonald.
I bet they all say Kevin.
Yes. Now, I think it's because I made that a joke. That I like right away in the first season, I did a series of sketches where as the weakest member of the troupe. So I think that's just. I hope
everybody stuck with that.
I think it's a joke. I hope so. What have I tapped? Maybe I tapped into some inner secret of the troupe. I'm not. I hope not. But
if you're the weakest link in a group, that's a pretty good group.
Hey, George Harrison was the third best songwriter of the Beatles.
Right.
That's why they were the greatest group ever. If George Harrison is the third best songwriter,
you're doing
of course
right.
They're the greatest group.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. How come everybody messes with Ringo? Poor Ringo.
No, Ringo's an amazing drummer. He only wrote a couple songs, and you see in the documentary, George is sort of helping him with the song Octopus's Garden. He's sort of like helping him. So I don't know if he was a great songwriter, though he wrote more in his solo career.
Still touring.
Yes.
And
still touring.
And looking pretty great.
I think he's one of the best drummers in rock and roll.
He is.
He has a sense of rhythm that that you don't hear on any other record. Am I right, Jerry the drummer?
You are.
Thank you very much.
Jerry the drummer.
Hi, Jerry the drummer.
Standing behind you. Came in just to answer that question. That was cool. Thank you, Jerry, for flying in for that.
And then he left. He's on the plane already.
I took two drum lessons, and it was very hard for me. Can you learn rhythm, or do you either have it or you don't?
You can learn it. Are you right or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
You can pop out a mic if you want.
I have no sense of rhythm.
None whatsoever.
I don't believe you. I'm sure you do.
I know I have comedy rhythm. I have maybe a sense of comedy timing. Rhythm. Yeah.
When the group formed, did you guys have any idea of what was to come? It's impossible, isn't it?
It was impossible. At first, we because comedy troupes usually like fall apart soon. So even though we were doing the Kitson Hall, we auditioned for Second City. And Second City, one by one, they would tell us, we'll never hire you. You guys are too weird. Which, if you're 20, you think that, and it's, you're Canadian, you think, they're just being nice. I mean, we're bad.
Yeah.
Weird is bad. But also, we're also cocky, too. We're cocky for Canadians. So we used to dream that we'd be like the new Monty Python.
But that I know that seems impossible to pull off, but I think you guys pulled it off.
On a B or C or D level, yes. Well, maybe we're the B movie Monty Python. But we try to like, they have the only blueprint in sketch comedy. You do a show for 4 or 5 years and you do a movie every 4 years. And that was our blueprint that fell apart as soon as Brain Candy bombed.
Why did Brain Candy bomb? Because I went and saw that opening night.
Yes.
And it had, Wendy and I have discussed this before, there's a scene in Brain Candy that was extremely controversial with a character named Cancer Boy.
Yes.
Right? Which was, it was as sick as sick can be and as funny can be at the same time.
Yes. And later they used it in the movie, Thank You for Not Smoking. They had a character called Cancer Boy, and everyone loved it. Well, maybe that was part of the small reason why it bombed, was we fought for Cancer Boy. And Bruce McCullough, he's still here, he got on the phone with the head of the Paramount, and he Paramount, and he.
It's like your parents would say, "You're smoking the pot,
right?
The pot,
same thing."
And he talked them into keeping the character, but we found out later, Lorne Michaels told us, "You know, the second they agreed for Cancer Boy, the movie died. There won't be much advertising."
Oh,
but also it was a weird movie, and I love it. I think it's a very good movie. But the ending, we had a little trouble with the ending. It's not totally satisfying. We had an original ending that was really sad and depressed everybody, but it was sort of the best ending. We just should have done it comically. And the second ending is sort of fine. And the first week, I'm almost stopped talking, I swear to God. Variety, we were in the top 10. We were number 10. And we thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And we had made it. And then the next week, we were 112.
Ooh.
Anyone who wanted to see the movie saw it the first week, which maybe means the advertising thing. And Siskel and Ebert had a big fight over it. And they had fights a lot, but never before or after did this happen. Ebert refused to talk about the movie. And Siskel got mad and said, "Roger, it's your job. You've got to talk about it." And Roger, this won't help you because we're doing a radio show, but Roger would go.
He just wouldn't talk about it.
Shake his head no.
Shake his head no.
Well, that's got to be a huge compliment, though.
Yeah, in a way.
That is.
That we were so weird. Gene Siskel loved us, but we're still kind of weird that Roger even refused to talk about it. Nope, not a word. He kept saying, nope. I'm not going to. Nope.
Roger.
But you knew when you pull out something like that, because at its base, cancer is not funny. But
right.
You guys realize, but that's what this is about, is taking something that's so not funny and finding a way to make it palatable.
Well, but also Cancer Boy was an example of the face of a mask on the real joke. And when the real joke, and we don't go around analyzing our jokes, but when we're forced to because people were shocked, it's really about the cult of celebrity.
Yeah.
And about pushing a poor Cancer Boy like to the front of a camera. And,
right.
No way were we making fun of cancer at all.
No.
But the harder the image, and the stronger the image, the better the satire.
Yeah.
And if the satire is – and again, we didn't sit around going, let's write a good joke about the cult of celebrity.
Right.
But that's how jokes work. If you're sort of smart and you got something to say and you sort of have a point of view, jokes will come out every now and then by accident. Sometimes they're just poo jokes, and then sometimes they're about the cult of celebrity.
And poo jokes work sometimes.
And poo jokes are fine.
What's the thing when people see you and they meet you and they're a fan of Kids in the Hall and you, what's the one thing that they keep bringing up that they love the most?
They usually go, and they get it wrong. They say it wrong because it's changed over the years. People think, they go, I'm squishing your face. Which is really crushing your head, but they
yeah.
I'm squishing your face. Because Zach and Cody, the Disney show, they did it, but squishing your face. Or they go to me based on a character I did, Will Do. I hear that a lot, too.
I loved a pen one. There was
I was
pen,
about to say, that's
pen,
one I hear in third place.
Because
it's Bruce's scene, but I'm the one he was screaming it at, so every now and then I hear, my pen!
Love it.
Is this true or not? You guys would do a segment and help me if I'm
I will help
with
you.
The wrong wording.
I am here to help you.
I apologize. It's true. Was that the thing that you would
it's
have?
It's a fact.
It's a fact. All
it's
right.
a fact for the
so
fact girl.
Wasn't Neve Campbell in one of those?
She was in she wasn't in that one, but she was in a sketch.
She was.
She was in a very creepy sketch that Mark and I wrote. Again, we were going for the comedy. I don't know what we were satirizing. But we were two guys who worked up. Should I even say this?
I don't know.
Be careful.
Right. We had a pizza shop next to a private girls' school.
Right.
Was a sketch.
Oh, right.
And we had cameras all over the
right.
place.
Right. That's fair. Yeah, you're safe. You're fine.
And we just thought it was funny. There was no way we were advocating creepy pizza guys. But that was Neve Campbell's first job, first acting job.
Right. Because she was
being the schoolgirl.
She was a young actress growing up in Canada.
Yeah.
And there she was.
Have you ever spoken to her since?
Dave Foley has, and she sees it as a fond memory.
Awesome.
That like her first job, and then we were really nice to her, and then we weren't really creeps. It was just the characters we were playing, I swear.
McDonald's Kevin McDonald Show, kind of like a variety show of
yes.
podcasts?
Yes, it's kind of like an old school, I'm going for Jack Benny.
Really?
There's sketches, and there's funny songs, and there's monologues, and there's guests, and I interview the guests, and there's like sort of backstage reality, like the way that he would talk to Rochester. I have an announcer, and we get into fake fights and backstage reality. So I'm totally copying Jack Benny, but here's the hook: I'm not doing it nearly as good.
To be the third best Jack Benny is really all you'll want to be.
That's all I want to be. If I'm the third best Jack Benny.
Yes.
Something's working. Kevin McDonald's here. More in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kevin McDonald is here, actor, writer, podcaster, one of the most innovative comedy groups of all time, Kids in the Hall. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for saying you're welcome.
You're welcome for saying thank you.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.
Here's a quick question.
Yes.
You just mentioned you're kind of paying tribute to the days of Jack Benny.
Yes.
So when you were a kid, what were you watching and listening to? Obviously, Jack Benny's but one of them. But what were your influences early on?
Okay. I love these kind of questions, and I have no jokes for them. But here I go. I love them, so I'm going to answer truthfully. The first thing I loved as a kid was Jerry Lewis. And later when I got older, I turned against Jerry Lewis. And then when I got even older, I realized I was right both times. Jerry Lewis is a genius in half of all his movies.
Yeah.
And then the other half, you wish somebody was standing next to him and go, oh, no, Jerry, don't do that. That's stupid.
Yeah.
But I would say he's a genius in half of all his good movies.
Have you met him or talked to him ever?
I once, at the Emmy Awards, where we were nominated and lost, it was the first award, too, and it's a four-hour award show.
Oh, no.
Oh, bummer.
I heard him yell at his assistant, Emil, get in here! What are you doing? I was alone for 2 minutes! Sorry for screaming.
Wow. No, that's all right.
Wow, so but you got to meet angry Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as a kid, Buster Keaton was my big idol, and Marx Brothers, and W.C. Fields, and Laurel Hardy. And then as I got a little older, I loved the 70s people. Who are they? I'll tell you. Woody Allen, Albert Brooks, Mel Brooks, all the Brooks.
The Brooks Brothers.
The Brooks Brothers, Gene Wilder. Did I say Richard Pryor yet?
Richard Pryor.
Steve Martin, and did I say Richard Pryor yet? Richard Pryor.
But that's a who's who of who's been funny over the last several
years. Yeah, it's not like I'm making weird choices.
All good choices.
But also Andy Kaufman.
Loved him.
I think the Kids in the Hall, I've said this once and I'll say it again, are the children of Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Put it together. Weird, silly.
I like it.
Yeah.
Weird, silly.
You are going to be at the Athenaeum Theater.
I'll treat it very nicely. I'll treat it with respect. I'll throw my garbage in the garbage cans. I'll treat it very nicely.
Look at you.
I'll be very quiet backstage.
That's the Canadian way.
Yes.
That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Bob Saget, Scott Adsit, Fruit Bats. It's the Chicago Podcast Festival, and it's 2936 North Southport. That confuses me. It should be South Southport, but it's North Southport.
No,
you can go to chicagopodcastfestival.org. Any special guests lined up that we should know about for tomorrow night?
Just the ones you mentioned, and I'm very excited. I just had a phone call with Bob Saget. He was hilarious.
He's funny.
He was hilarious,
and he was hilarious in a very dark way.
Yes,
that he won't do tomorrow night. but he went on about Trump for like 10 minutes. I laughed so hard I had to use my asthma inhaler.
That's funny.
Yes, he's asthma inhaler funny.
Is he that funny?
Asthma inhaler funny.
I already asked you this off mic, but I want to ask you on mic.
Yes.
You're a Canadian, so I'm guessing over the last week or so, people have said to you things to the effect of, is there room for me if I want to come over? What do you say when people ask you that?
Yes, even Bob Saget said, I'll have my suitcase with me tomorrow night. You can bring me home with you. Even Bob said, it's true. A lot of people are bringing that up because Canada is like a nicer version of the United States. No offense, United States. An even nicer version.
I love your anthem. Version. Oh, Canada is probably one of the most beautiful anthems.
Okay. Yeah, people.
It used to be until you sang it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you see him deflate?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was just teasing.
I deflated in the sense that I hurt my country. No.
But now you guys have a new leader, and you went in a very different direction than the U.S.
We
Justin
went very
Trudeau.
Left-wing. Very. He's not in the most left-wing party because we have two left-wing parties. He's in the Liberal Party. The NDP is the more left-wing, but I think having read his policies, I think he was lying to us. I think he's really NDP. He's very left-wing. But his father, Pierre Trudeau, do you know Pierre Trudeau? He sang the anthem beautifully. No, he didn't. he was like an intellectual. And is he considered is he just my favorite prime minister? I guess a lot of people would disagree with me, but I would consider him our
And Margaret Trudeau was his wife.
Yes, yeah.
And Justin is their child.
Right. And then when they split up, she dated like Mick Jagger and stuff like that. She was like a Studio 54 all the time.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
What was I going to ask you about? Oh, the Canadian website.
Something?
You can sing something.
We understand you have a song prepared, Kevin. Is that correct?
I know everybody's been saying, you know, if Donald Trump has, and I can't say everyone, because there are a lot of people that are very happy that he's been elected. There are other people that say we're moving to Canada. The
yes.
Canadian Tourist Bureau's website crashed.
Yes, it crashed that night of the election. I was in Los Angeles filming something. Not when it was happening. I was in a hotel room after the day filming. And my wife Paula said, I don't know why I thought that was important. At 10 p.m. L.A. time, he wasn't elected yet, but looked like he was going to win. And the report was that the website for Americans to go on to see how to emigrate.
The immigration website.
Yeah. Crashed! Down. Totally crashed, and no one, like hardly anyone, ever goes on it. And that night it crashed, and I think it stayed. You couldn't use it for the next 3 days.
Yeah, wow. What does that tell you? That's crazy.
It says the people were serious when they say if Trump gets elected, I'm going to Canada. They weren't whistling Dixie.
But we always talk about.
I won't whistle Dixie. I'm not a good whistler either. I won't whistle Dixie.
They're not going to move there. That people just say that, don't you think?
Five people will move there, but yeah, but
it's not enough.
I think maybe 100, but I think I don't think it'll be. People will stay and fight the good fight, as we've been saying, fight the good fight.
Kevin, we don't have a lot of time, but I'm just curious. What have you not done in the realm of show business that you've always wanted to do? What's the one thing that's still on your bucket list?
Well, I've not run for president.
Not yet.
Like Pat Paulson ran for president
every 4 years.
Yes. Well, I still, even though I'm old now, I still have the same dream that I haven't achieved. I want to write and direct my own movies, and I know it's getting like old to do that, but I still want to do that. Like at least two or three.
Yeah.
I think I have two or three in me.
Yeah.
3 years in between, I'll be 104. I think I can do that. that's still what I want to do, and I'm very happy with what I've gotten so far. But also I'm happy the fact that I still have a goal.
Yeah.
I'm so successful. It's weird that I still have a goal. I'm the king of comedy, and you know, I'm not a king. I still want to do that.
Good. I hope that happens for
Thank
you.
You very much.
You deserve it.
Kevin McDonald's Kevin McDonald Show. I love the name.
Thank you.
Podcasting in action with special guest Bob Saget, Scott Adsit, Fruit Bats, all happening for the Chicago Podcast Festival. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Athenaeum Theater. Am I saying Athenaeum right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard, though.
Yeah.
It is. It's the weirdest name of a theater ever.
I will treat it with respect.
We appreciate it.
That's all we ask.
Do you have a website? You're on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, but I don't know my thing. Yeah, just
all right.
My Twitter.
That makes it easy.
I don't know.
Kevin's
in there somewhere.
Kevin,
what
is it?
He's in there.
It's Kevin, at Kevin the KITH.
Mark McKinney made it up for me, so I don't
what
know.
What does that mean? Is there some meaning?
Mark McKinney forced me to go on it because we were touring last year, and we were on a train going from New York to someplace, and he said, we'll put KITH in at Kids in the Hall because he just wanted me on it to promote the tour.
Oh, that was... But don't be bullied by him. You know that.
Yeah, he's the big one.
Oh, I guess you should be bullied by him. Okay.
Little Bruce, are you okay? Mark's bullying.
He's still down there. He's a team player. Yes. Kevin, great
nice to see you.
Thank you
very much.
We'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.